No opening remarks at all. So, Michael, do you have opening remarks?
I have a couple. First of all, just to let you know, we would normally have looked at the comments received on some tentative agenda decisions we received in July, that we published in July at this meeting, and there were two related to liability and equity issues. We received quite a lot of comments on those issues, so we've been obviously working through those, and we'll bring the comment deliberations to you at the January meeting on those particular ones. So that's why you don't see them on the agenda for today. The other thing I wanted to mention was to inform you about some developments related to IFRS 2 share-based payments. And you may recall that earlier this year you discussed and agreed to propose the finalisation of some annual improvements related to share-based payments. One aspect of which was to do with the accounting for a performance target when that performance target extends beyond the service period. And the proposal that we've put out in the exposure draft, and which both you and the ISB confirmed early this year, was that if the performance target goes beyond the service period, then that would not meet the definition of a performance condition and instead would be accounted for as a vesting condition. In October, so last month, the EITF and FASB published a proposal looking at the same issue related to share-based payments in US GAAP, but they have proposed an amendment which would go in the opposite direction to the one that we had proposed. So they would, they're proposing that such a performance target that extends beyond the service period would be accounted for as a performance condition rather than a non-vesting condition. I should just acknowledge that they don't have that term, non-vesting condition, but it would be the equivalent accounting. We informed the ISB about this at the October meeting, and they decided just to pause and to think about that, and they will pick that up again at the ISB meeting this month. They asked that we inform you about the developments there, and that the board will be looking at that again in the November meeting. I realise that there weren't any sort of briefing papers associated with that, but if anybody does have any initial reactions, then obviously I'm happy to take that back to the board. Otherwise, if you've got comments that you want to feed through to me later on, please feel free to do so.
A couple of dimensions on that one. The EITF was aware that we had taken a different view and chose to go ahead anyway. They felt themselves under, I suppose, some urgency because there was a registrant issue with a recent, fairly highly publicized IPO. Which followed the accounting that we would have proposed, that we have proposed, and as a consequence took a boxcar number size charge in their financial statements. And so given the situation in U.S. GAAP, the EITF, I think, felt itself under some pressure to do something and finish it rather than going through some kind of back and forth with us. That may be the most charitable description of it. But nonetheless, they did. I will be corresponding with Sue Cosper, my counterpart at the FASB, about this. Don't know that it's going to change anybody's mind on either side, but the board did decide to take a pause.
Anything else?